Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 716 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Mark.
Hello, Pat. My name is Mark Hildebrandt. I'm an online fitness coach from Team Beachbody. You can actually check me out at firstrespondersfitness.us. I help police officers and firefighters with their fitness. But first, I wanted to say thank you very much for everything you do. I mean, I wish oftentimes that I could pay you back more than just going through your affiliate links. You've really helped me out so much. I'm sure that everybody out there feels the same. But my question for you today is actually about the cold subscribers that you have on your email list. So I signed up for ConvertKit, and I've been using it now for about 3 months, and I love it. But there's a little down section where you can actually look at your subscribers and see who your cold market or your cold subscribers are. Those are people that, I guess, within the last 90 days, they haven't opened one of your emails or clicked on anything. And one of the suggestions in there is to go through this and send those people an email just to make sure that they do want to continue to get correspondence from you. And then if they do not respond within a week, then you delete them. I want to know what the pros and cons are with this before I actually go through and take a look at my list and see exactly who's the cold and delete those. I want to see what you think. Do you think we should keep them, or do you think we should just delete them if they aren't opening up your emails and aren't clicking on your links? Thanks again, Pat. I appreciate all you do. I'm actually going to be starting my own podcast because of you, and your tutorial online is amazing. Thank you, brother. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate this. This is one of my favorite features of ConvertKit. And it's pretty, you know, it's interesting that an email service provider would give you this information straight up in terms of who are the cold subscribers. Because when you think about it, email subscription services like this, they make money based on the number of people that are on your list. And here they are saying, hey, go ahead and delete the people that are cold on your list, even though they know they would make more money if you didn't do that. So just kudos to ConvertKit. This is why I love the company, why I love Nathan, the CEO and the founder, and why I'm an advisor to the company, because they do things like this. So that's awesome. So for those of you who use ConvertKit, if you don't know where this feature is, if you go to subscribers and then you click on the down arrow on the left-hand side at the top, before where all the names are, there's things that you can look at. For example, all subscribers, confirmed subscribers, unconfirmed subscribers, people who've complained, bounced subscribers, which is actually where I would start with cleaning up. Bounced subscribers are people whose email addresses just bounced back, meaning that those were not legit emails. And I'm actually looking in here. I have a few of them that I can just easily delete right now. So you can do a bulk action from there. And after you click all the subscribers, you can do a bulk action and just simply delete those really easily. That's where I would start. And that's going to save you some money. It's going to save you some click-through rates. and open rates with some of the emails that you send out. It's going to make them much nicer and more true. Now, cold subscribers, like you said, people who haven't opened an email in 90 days, I'd be careful about just deleting them all straight away. You don't want to do that. You do want to send them, however, an email or two. You can actually segment these subscribers out and just send them an email specifically. You can actually do that directly from this action here. So you would tag them as being a cold subscriber, and then you would send an email to that particular tag. And it would be a way for you to make sure that they are truly cold subscribers. If you send an email and people still don't open it, do you delete them? Not yet. I would give yourself three emails. I would do a three email sequence to make sure that people still want to be on your list. The first email would be just a gentle nudge, something not aggressive. And that way, people who are on that cold subscriber list, they're going to see hopefully a subject line that you put in there that is related to that. For example, haven't heard from you in a while, or are you still there? Those are good subject lines to just get people to open, because that's what you want people to do. You want people to take some sort of action here so you know that they're still there. And then the second one, you want to be a little bit more aggressive. And then the third one and final one, which you would send again just to your cold subscribers. So I would re-tag them as like cold subscribers, like level twos, cold subscribers, level three, because you don't want to send an email to the original cold subscribers, and some of them had already opened that first email that you sent. So every time you do this, you want to make sure that you send a new tag or create a new tag for the new cold subscribers. Hopefully, you'll see the numbers decrease over time as you send these emails out. But the last one, you just want to make a little bit more aggressive. Again, I wouldn't, you know, you can obviously draw the line wherever you want, but, the more aggressive you are, the more likely it is you are to capture people's attention, and you have nothing to lose in sort of that third round of emails that you send to your final group of cold subscribers there. And this is a good practice to do, I'd say, every 3 to 4 months. You know, you don't need to do it every day or every week, but every 3 to 4 months, cleaning out your list this way, it's going to help keep those numbers where they're more realistic for you. And so I think that's an important thing to do, and that's how I would recommend going about doing that. Again, I would not just delete your cold subscribers straight away. I would focus on three separate emails that they would get, one after another, making sure that you don't resend sort of the second email to the people who have taken action on the first one. And I think this is important to do because sometimes people just don't open emails and they still want to get on your list. And this simple action of having them open the email is what you want them to do. So those subject lines are going to be really important. And I think you'll find that over time, it's going to do you a lot of good to continue to do this. And I just, again, like I said, love how ConvertKit just makes it really easy for us to do this. Do you need ConvertKit to do this? No. You can do this with AWeber. You can do this with other email service providers, but you'll kind of have to hack your way into segmenting those lists based on when the last time people opened an email and then send emails to that particular segment. It's going to be a little bit more difficult, but it can be done. And whatever email service provider you use, just make sure that you are always sending great content, because that's why people are on your list. They want to hear from you. They want to hear great stuff. And make sure you utilize that list for what you created it for. So if you haven't yet discovered this, I want to give it to you. It's for free. And that's my book, emailthesmartway.com. Or that's not the name of the book. That's the URL for the book, Email the Smart Way. So Email the Smart Way was created because, you know, there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of tools, a lot of books out there to help you grow your email list, but not much information on, well, what do you do with that list afterwards? What kind of emails do you send out? Well, Email the Smart Way will tell you exactly that. So it's 10 different kinds of emails that you can send that are kind of unique that will help you learn more about your audience. It'll help you promote some more of your stuff. And it's totally free. So check it out, emailthesmartway.com. And once again, thank you, Mark, for the question today. I hope this has been helpful. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are listening who think you have a question that you'd like to get potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day for you from Arthur Rubinstein. He says, "I have found that if you love life, life will love you back. Like I tell my kids, you get what you give. what you give the world gives back to you. So keep going, guys. Keep giving. Cheers, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.